Good morning, everybody. Don't you love this? We're starting off with no music, and let me tell you why. I used to own a restaurant bar, and I had my license to play any kind of music, but now if I play music ahead of time, they shut me down. So it's crazy. Even 10 seconds worth of music, 8 seconds, they shut down. So we'll get back to having some music on there. I'll get some license stuff, but I always like to start the podcast off with something great for you guys. So, I am Jason Grandin, your host of the Lockbox. Arizona's number one brother and sister real estate team is the Grandin Group, powered by my home group. Hey, I hope you guys really enjoyed last episode with Jan Dubakis. She's running for Scottsdale City Council. She is fantastic. It was a blast to have her on the show. You can also watch the show live on YouTube and on our social media. It's up there as well. This one here is not being filmed. This is just a regular podcast. Thank you again for making us Arizona's number one lifestyle and real estate podcast. I was surprised when I got the notice, and I'm excited about that. So it's thanks to you guys. Can't believe how many listeners there are. So, anyways, we love Arizona, and that's what this is about. It's about filling you in about the great things in Arizona. And as you know, the Grandin Group, my sister and I, we handle Maricopa County, Phoenix, Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, the whole area there. But we also have offices up in Prescott Valley, Sedona, Flagstaff, Williams, and now Payson, Arizona. So basically, handle almost the entire part of the state. We don't necessarily go down south. I have a couple agents we work with for the south part, like Tucson. Other than that, anything kind of north, we take care of. So we're glad to have you here. So today we'll make it not a super long podcast, but I kind of wanted to fill you in on a little side company we have. We've talked about it in the past, and this is kind of going to be dedicated to those that you that are not ready to buy. So the company we own, we had it about 20 years, is called InstantRenters.com. That's right, www.InstantRenters.com. And now, what is InstantRenters.com? It's a place where we connect ideal renters to ideal homes in Arizona. So the whole concept behind it is to kind of give you the idea of home ownership prior to buying a home. So you're moving from out of town, or you just got divorced or bankrupt, whatever the case is, you need to rent. I don't recommend renting if you can buy, and you can buy, but listen, everybody's got their reasons. So we'll cover that area. So you need to rent a house. Hey, Jason, I need a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home in Chandler, and I can't pay more than $2,500 a month, whatever the number is. Okay, so Instant Renters, us, we will come in and we will pull up a list of homes up to $2,500, maybe $2,600, and we'll send you this list. Then we take you, show you, and represent you on getting a rental. We are 100% getting people on rentals. Does not matter your background or anything. So with that said, there's just some places we stay away from if you've got an eviction or something like that. It's tough if you have an eviction, but there's ways to get around it, and just by being upfront with people, we can generally get you hooked up on a house. Anyway, so the rental market is fantastic out here. It is really a hot market. I say don't rent, because the same amount that you're renting for, you can buy a house. So that's just something to think about. And we've talked about that in other episodes about being able to purchase. But today, why we love kind of rentals. Well, listen, rentals, first off, give you an opportunity to figure out where you want to live in this great state. And it is. Every area has a different personality. And we've talked about this before. So listen, if your job is in Scottsdale, okay, you're probably not going to want to be out in Litchfield Park or Buckeye or something. It's just too far. But we get you something closer to Scottsdale. Maybe, North Phoenix, depending on where you're at in Scottsdale. But you've got north and south parts of Phoenix. You've got parts of Mesa, parts of Chandler. We can get you within 25 minutes of work. So that's our job, is to kind of figure out what it is you need. All right? And listen, it's not always as simple. A lot of people think, oh, he just said he wanted this. You would be amazed how many people say, hey, I want to live in Scottsdale. My job's in Scottsdale. I need to, be in North Scottsdale. Okay. They don't get a big selection of homes at that price point just because rent prices are crazy. But guess what? Borders right up against Scottsdale's Cave Creek. And they end up moving there and they love it. they're like, wow, this is Scottsdale? No, it's actually Cave Creek, but you know, you're right there by Scottsdale. So it gives you an opportunity to, you know, for 6 months to a year, whatever the case is that you're renting, to figure out if you like the area. And let's face it, once you're in a place for a year, you're going to know where the restaurants are, the stores, the gas stations, the schools, everything you need for your life. And you're going to know, is this the area I want to be? Meanwhile, while you're living there, you know what, you drive over and check out some other areas. So, most recently, we had some people that moved here from out of town. Great people. His work was up around 40th Street and the 202, so 40th Street McDowell area. And he wanted to live up towards Black Canyon City and Anthem. Now, that's an hour drive. Any way you cut it, you're 50 minutes to an hour. So what we did is we recommended Ahwatukee. We knew what he was looking for. He wanted a little upper scale, you know, for him. And he needed to be under $3,000 a month. So we moved him to Ahwatukee. Now, his year just came up, and he just called the other day. And he's like, I absolutely love Ahwatukee. But one of the areas we were driving through was Fulton Ranch in South Chandler, which is right next to Ahwatukee. And it keeps him the same distance to work. So this is just kind of an example of what you can kind of see once you're living in a place. And listen, there's some advantages about renting. I mean, my wife and I did it for 7 years prior to buying our house. Water heater breaks. Yep, call the landlord. Refrigerator goes out. Yep, call the landlord. Broken, you know, just whatever goes wrong with the house. Broken yard pipes or whatever it is, call the landlord. They take care of that stuff. That's the advantage, if you have a good landlord, that's the advantages of renting. You don't have anything to do. If something breaks, you call the owner. Now, you don't want to call on a light bulb broke or little things like that. Just kind of the bigger items. So when you're sitting there thinking about renting, you just want to kind of be in the frame of mind that you don't want to do it forever. Because any way you cut it, if you're spending $2,000 a month on rent, you're essentially paying another person's mortgage of $24,000 a year that could be going towards your mortgage. And, you know, like I said, we have the lenders that can get you approved. In fact, we can get a $15 an hour Starbucks employee approved if they want to do it. So, yes, rentals is the way to go if you don't know the area or you're just kind of trying to figure out your financial situation. But it shouldn't be a long-term deal. The other thing, too, is if you're thinking, oh, I'm going to move out of here in 5 years, definitely buy a house. With the rate of return on it, it's better than renting. So don't get stuck where you're renting for 5 years and then you end up moving. Or you don't end up moving and you spent 5 years here and then you're going to still stay. You know, some of the other things on the rentals that, you know, you want to just keep in mind before you rent. Breed-restricted animals are very tough to get in. Rottweilers, pit bulls, German shepherds. Now, I love those dogs. I have a big dog. I love those dogs. But insurance companies don't, and a lot of times the landlords don't. The other thing landlords tend to shy away from are cats. So just kind of keep that in mind, too. So if you're going to rent, let's say, you know, you're like, okay, I'm going to go rent a house starting in next month. Don't go get yourself a kitten. Wait until you get in, discuss it with the landlord then, and then get your animal. But it makes life a little easier, plus it's a little cheaper if you do not have an animal when you're renting, when you move in. So, you know, there's just things to think about there too. And then just keep in mind too, you want to always check, and we'll do this for you, check crime reports. You know, obviously you want to make sure it's in a good school area. And you want to make sure if you have kids that there's an area for the kids to play and that's safe, or safer, we should say. So, as far as that goes, I mean, the rental market's easy. It's just expensive. InstantRenters.com has been helping people for many, many years. And from that aspect, we love it. But again, I get emails and they're like, Jason, you own Instant Renters. Why are you pushing sales and kind of, you know, talking down on rentals? And it's not I'm talking down on rentals. I just want to see everybody make some money. And the fastest way to wealth is through real estate. So odds have it you're not going to be a professional sports athlete or a movie star or a rock singer. So the fastest way to wealth is to purchase real estate, sell it, put yourself on a plan, and just kind of keep moving up. With rentals, you don't do that. Now, let me touch on another subject here. Those of you that are looking to buy homes for rentals, okay, it is a totally different beast. and it's not something that's as easy as you think. Generally, the rule of thumb is you're 1 month away from the person missing rent from having to file bankruptcy or foreclosure, or, you know, just something to that effect. Because, you know, right now, with interest rates being higher, you can't go buy a $600,000 house at 6.5% interest and then get, you know, $5,000 a month rent on that place, most likely. So it's tough to, as an investor, to go in there and do it. Now, we've been very successful at getting people triplexes, fourplexes, and even duplexes, and getting a very good cap rate, maybe around 10%. So we've been great at that. But again, it's a different beast if you're going to be a landlord. And if you are going to be a landlord, just know there's a lot of things that go on. Sometimes it's even better to hire a property manager if it's in the budget. But that's going to cut into your bottom line. So if you're going to self-manage, it's a discussion you want to have so you have the ins and outs. Also, home warranties are so important when you are renting. Make sure the landlord has one. And if you're going to be the landlord, make sure you have one on the house. So, listen, we love rentals. A great way to figure out the areas and stuff and just get involved in the community. So, if you are in the need of a rental, reach out to Jason Grandin at InstantRenters.com. That's right, instant, like instant, immediate. InstantRenters.com. You can search homes on there. Reach out to us. I will put a list together for you. Take you out, show you. It's a very, very simple process. The other thing is I tell everybody, do not let everybody run your credit. You'll see five homes that you like, and you're like, okay, let's put in for all five. Right there, you could potentially have application fees. There's a way to do it properly without running your credit 50 million times. Plus, we don't want dings on your credit, because the goal is, within a year, maybe two, is to get you a home. All right, hey. Don't you guys love the short little podcast? Just to keep you in your drive time. You got about 13 minutes. You're driving from point A to point B, and you're like, oh, you know what? I didn't really think about the rental stuff. I wanted to fill it in for you. It is important, and it's part of the real estate business. In fact, we're doing another podcast with another company on Wednesday, and we're going to discuss instant renters and the rental market, because a lot of realtors, not all, but a lot of realtors don't want to touch rentals, and partly because there's no money in it, so they think. But it's just something that they're unfamiliar with. And you do. You spend a lot of time. And it's a great way to build confidence in people. And also, it changes the real estate market outlook. So I know a lot of people right now are like, oh, realtors don't do much. Wait till you start running around trying to find somebody a rental, and they have a week to do it, and you've got 20 of them to look at. You know, it'll change perspective. This is where realtors earn their money. So, if you guys need anything, of course, the Grandin Group, Arizona's number one brother and sister real estate team, will get you hooked up. Check out our rental site, instantrenters.com. We look forward to seeing you guys. And wait, we got some great podcasts coming up this week. Make sure you check out last week's episode with Jan Duboskis for City Council. I've got more Scottsdale City Council people coming up. I've got some people in Payson, some people in Prescott. We're going to introduce you to a lot of cool people on the podcast in the upcoming year here, especially with election season. Again, we don't get into politics, but I need you guys to know who leaders are in the community or want to be leaders. That way you can, I'm not going to decide for you, but this way you can come in and decide, you know what, I don't like that person. I don't want to vote against them. Or maybe you want to get involved. Maybe you want to sit on some of these different committees. Get involved in the communities. We need strong people with common sense to make our communities great. All right. Hey, hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Lockbox. I'm Jason Grandin with the Grandin Group, Arizona's number one brother and sister real estate team. And again, rentals, go to instantrenters.com. We will talk to you shortly. Thanks again.